AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. The company behind the massive oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, is apologizing. Plains All American Pipeline says it regrets the damage to the environment and to the wildlife from the thousands of gallons of oil that leaked from a broken pipeline on shore. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams is warning swimmers away from the beach area just as the Memorial Day weekend approaches.
These sensitive areas have been closed because of health hazards, the health hazards of the crude oil and the water. Specific protective equipment needs to be worn by trained professionals to work with oil.
Police in Washington, D.C. have now identified a suspect in the killing of a well-to-do businessman, his wife, young son, and the family housekeeper. 34-year-old Darren Dillon Wint is not in custody yet. Police are not saying why he's being charged with first-degree murder. Victim Savo Savopoulos and his family lived only a few blocks from the vice president's home in Washington. Islamic militants chased off Syrian soldiers to take the town of Palmyra, Syria, early this morning. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site because of its ancient ruins. Our Bassem Roue says there are fears for the ruins, but fears for the residents as well.
The Syrian army withdrew from the city as the militants moved in, and many of the 65,000 residents are still inside the town. There are fears that they might be subjected to atrocities by the Islamic State.
One Syrian antiquities official says the town's destiny is dark and dim, in his words. A final farewell from David Letterman last night on Late Night.
I'll be honest with you. It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think so.
Celebrities did the top 10 list. Four presidents appeared in videos to wish him well in retirement. This is AP Radio News. Good news for those thinking of buying a house or a car. It looks like interest rates will stay where they are longer than expected. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Washington.
When they met last month, Fed policymakers looked at how weak the economy was at the start of the year and were divided about its impact on interest rates. Minutes of that meeting show that a few believe the economy would be doing good enough to raise rates next month. The Fed has kept a key rate near zero for more than 6 years. But many others believed it's unlikely the economy will be strong enough to justify a rate hike next month. After first believing June was the likeliest time for an interest rate hike, many analysts are now pointing to September at the earliest. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A Florida man who piloted a gyrocopter through some of Washington's most restricted airspace before landing on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol will be back in court today in Washington. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.